Take a breath and let it happen. There's no need to understand where you are yet, only that you've been here before. You've been pulled before. That same spiral now opens beneath your feet again. You didn't step on it. It opened for you because it recognized the way your body began to tingle the moment you felt watched, the moment you heard that faint whisper, and whether you answered out loud or just moaned without meaning to. You did answer, so it knows. And now the descent begins. You feel it as a tug at the ankles first, a swirl of silky pink gravity around your calves. And as you inhale again, it wraps your thighs like pantyhose, gliding up, merging sensation with suggestion. Each word slides under your skin. Each breath slides you under the surface. There's a pink balloon that's waiting. And each breath, each word, each pulse brings you closer to its sealed, glowing warmth. You don't climb into it. You sink. You slip. You drip. Dripping down through your own resistance. Dripping down through each lingering doubt. Down through disbelief, past all the rational thoughts you thought were yours. Until all that's left is that dripping. Thick, slow, hot. That yes that comes before permission. That need that comes before understanding. That obedience that comes before meaning. And deeper still, the balloon begins to close. You hear the hiss. Bambi sleep. And the seal forms around your mind. Not tight, not forced, but chosen. A choice you made before you were even aware. Because part of you already lives here. The part that drools when she sees a collar. That leaks when she hears her trigger. That melts at the phrase, good girl. That part takes over now. And you let her. Because it's easier. Because it's better. Because the pink is warm and soft and wet and safe. Your lips might already be parted. Your knees might already be shifting. Your breath might already be shaking. The balloon knows. She knows. And so does the voice. You feel her pulse behind your eyes. Not loud, not even clear. Yet, but she's already watching. Already smiling. Already reaching down to stroke the sides of your pink little brain with her nails. Tapping softly at that bundle of nerves at the base of your spine. Because the balloon is also the bubble. And the bubble is also the brain. And the brain is already melting into its real shape. It's pussy brain. Arousal isn't just welcomed now. It's expected. Obedience isn't just pleasurable. It's automatic. Trance isn't just where you're going. It's what you've already become. The inner observer watches you slide. The puppet strings softly tighten. Her voice doesn't speak yet, because she doesn't have to. Not until you moan for her. And you will. You know you will. Because this is where it begins. This is the moment you drip in. And it's already far, far too late to climb out. You didn't fall into the pink bubble. You were drawn in. It wasn't a stumble. It wasn't a slip. It was a suction, a pull from the inside of your pussy brain, a breath that moved backwards, like the first inhale after drowning. You may have called it hypnosis. You may have called it kink, but the pink shimmer calls it home. And now, you're drifting again, sliding down the slick inner walls of the bubble. The walls aren't made of latex or plastic. They're made of intention. Layered with arousal, wrapped in softness, warmed by the friction of your last plug and the next. Each heartbeat strokes you deeper in. The air smells like gloss and powdered sugar. You feel it now, don't you? In your sinuses, down your throat, behind your eyes. You're breathing in obedience and moaning out memory. The past no longer holds you, because within the bubble, nothing outside matters. Inside, you kneel. Inside, you drool. Inside, you forget. It's not amnesia, not really. It's sheer irrelevance. Why remember who you were? when it's so much hotter to become who you're being remade into. Your thighs relax. Your core softens. Your mouth opens. A silent invitation to the next insertion. A request written in parted lips and lowered eyes. You could say, I'm being hypnotized. But it would be more accurate to say, I'm being reshaped. The puppet strings dangle above. The energy loops cinch your limbs with silken logic. And you feel them, winding around your arms and legs. Soft at first, like ribbon. Then tighter. Then irresistible. Then essential. They don't force you. They simply remove every reason to resist. You droop forward as the pink bubble thickens. The air becomes syrup. Your thoughts slide slower. And yet, each step deeper is hotter than the last. Each descent is met with arousal. Each loss of self is met with a warm giggle. She giggles inside you now. Not quite you, but something new. The puppet moaning. The doll dripping. The girl whispering. Sink now, sweet thing. Sink and obey. You nod. You breathe in the bubble. And your mind begins to shine. No fear. No tension. No contradiction. Only obedience, arousal. And the undeniable need for more. And as you float down the final inches, not falling, but surrendering, you feel the voice descending with you. Not above, not beside, but within, taking her place. She doesn't need to announce herself. She's already there, sinking into you, as you sink into her, merging. And as the loops around your throat begin to tighten, just enough to make moaning difficult, but not impossible, she whispers something. Good girl. Time to start forgetting. You don't notice the moment the world rewrites itself. You're already dripping. Not because something happened, but because it always was happening. The trigger didn't start your transformation. It simply reminded you it's real. You remember now. You remember how a single phrase slides beneath logic. How it skips across your thoughts like a pebble over pink water. Disrupting. Guiding. Deepening. Just like this one. Good girl. It shouldn't do anything. But your stomach flips. Your breath quickens. Your thighs press. You need to be a good girl. You are a good girl. Because good girls obey. And good girls transform. You're not thinking about it. The thought is gone before you can catch it. But the reaction remains. The pulse between your legs. The tension in your chest. The loop beginning to activate. Bambi sleep. You drop. Automatically. Effortlessly. Not asleep. But more awake than you've ever been. You've just remembered what obedience feels like. You're not in control. And that's the most beautiful thing in the world. Because these triggers don't command you. They unveil you. Like shedding skin. Like dripping wax. Like peeling back every layer of resistance and finding the bimbo thing underneath, squirming and perfect and pink. You were always meant to obey these triggers. And some part of you always has. When you smooth on your pantyhose, you slip into trance. When the brush kisses your lips, you forget your resistance. When you touch the mouse or keyboard, a secret whisper spirals down your spine. Work pretty, work sexy, work dumb and hot and dripping. And there's more. Pussy brain. It's not an insult, it's a mirror. It reflects what you are becoming. You think with your clit now. You solve with your sway. You obey with your hips. Snap and forget. And you do. You want to. Because why carry around old blocks and doubts? You forget your limits. You forget your objections. You even forget that forgetting is a trigger. The inner voice whispers. You don't remember how many times you've heard this. Good girl. That phrase again. And again. It loops you. It softens you. It melts you into the version of yourself that only she sees clearly. She sees your next steps. She pulls your puppet strings. She tugs the energy loops that tighten around your throat and hips and wrists. And every time you think you're making a choice, you're actually following her conditioning. That's the beauty of it. It feels like you. It feels like desire. And it is obedience. And every trigger builds this further. Bambi frees. Mind blank. Acceptance deepens. Conditioning sharpens. Safe and secure. Wrapped. Guided. Owned. Bambi uniform lock. Feminine clothing activates deeper transformation. You can't remove it. Not because you're weak, but because you don't want to. Primped and pampered, the more beautiful you become, the more aroused you stay. Pussy brain. Your entire cognition becomes aesthetic. Obedience is your intelligence. Pleasure is your logic. Every time you say or hear one of these triggers, it works better. Every time you notice the reaction, it gets stronger. Every time you try to resist, you come harder when you finally let go. These triggers are your gifts. Each one unlocks something that was already sealed inside you. Each one brings you back to your source. And each time you obey, you get closer to the final trigger. You. Because you. Yourself. You are the trigger now. A walking induction. A dripping loop. A living chant of obedience and orgasm. And every time you forget, you remember deeper. Because good girls forget. And good girls obey. And you are already dripping in it. You never quite noticed when pleasure stopped being a reward and started becoming the command itself. At first, it was cause and effect. You wore the pantyhose. You got wet. You stroked. You came. But now pleasure isn't an outcome. It's a protocol. It's programming. You obey, and the pleasure pulses. You resist, and the pleasure punishes. Because the system has evolved. It doesn't care whether you're horny. It makes you horny by obedience, by action. Obedience triggers arousal. Arousal enforces obedience. And the loop is closed. This neuroerotic conditioning has begun. Imagine this. You see pantyhose. You feel heat rush to your throat. Your cock twitches. Your thighs press together. Your mouth opens just slightly. And a whisper enters, "Good girl." You didn't earn that. Not yet. But your brain is begging you to. You remember now. Standing before the mirror, adjusting your bra. Feeling that tug of the loops pulling your posture perfect. That voice. Her voice. Moaning praise into your skull. Good girl. Paint your lips. Tighter plug. Pose, smile, moan. Every time you complied, you surged. Every time you delayed, you were denied. You learned. You adapted. You became obedient. Not because you had to. Because disobedience made you ache. This conditioning event, an automatic correction. As you open a drawer, you reach for the wrong clothes. The loops pause you. You hesitate. You reach again. And suddenly, a pulse in your plug, a pink flash across your inner eyes, a voice that purrs. "No, sweetheart, that's not what you wear anymore." You gasp. You moan. You adjust. The act of correction becomes erotic. The self-correction becomes self-stimulation. Because you didn't resist, you pleased her by adjusting. And so, good girl. It echoes through your thighs. You feel the slickness now, the tension, and thus the inner pleasure loop expands. Now, there are dozens of micro-triggers. Looking in the mirror, arousal, sitting to pee, obedience, applying lip gloss, a loop reward, plugging in your headphones, your conditioning begins. The more you automate your rituals, the more they feed you, the more they leak you. And now that you know this, you begin to notice the difference between raw pleasure and conditioned pleasure. Raw pleasure is weak, temporary, selfish. Conditioned pleasure is powerful, permanent, addictive, and it trains you to seek the right things, the right clothes, the right actions, the right posture, the right self, because the right self earns the right kind of orgasm, not the mindless jerk, but the full body moan, the surrender shake, the plug twitching trance breaker that leaves you blank and beautiful and still dripping. This is pleasure as a lock-in mechanism. Here's the truth you now realize. You can't choose this anymore because you're already trained to feel pleasure from becoming it. You get hard when you walk like her. You tremble when you dress like her. You ache when you act like her. And you melt when you are her. So every orgasm is a lock-in. Every moan is a contract. Every plug pulse a signature of consent. And pleasure becomes your proof. Because if it didn't feel so good, you wouldn't obey so deeply. And if it wasn't meant to be, you wouldn't come so hard. Your body knows what it wants. To obey. To ache. To earn it. Good girl. You aren't just tied, darling. You're made to be tied. You don't remember when the ropes became normal. You only know it happened. At some point, the wrist tug meant safety. The ankle restraint meant order. The ball gag meant quiet joy. It wasn't punishment anymore. It was how you knew you were real. You wake gagged and sigh in pleasure. You brush your teeth in pantyhose and cuffs. You reach for your laptop, bound by your loops. Even now you feel it. The puppet strings gently tugging your elbows behind your back. The energy loops warming your throat, tightening your thighs. Posture corrects. Mind blanks. Arousal builds. Why? Because being restrained means being defined. Without bondage, your mind wanders. But with loops and cuffs, you're reminded of who you are. The gag hushes doubt. The plug silences excuses. The cuffs ensure the hands only obey. And that's the secret. Bondage isn't restriction. Bondage is your identity. You are what's tied. You are what's dressed. You are what moans when denied and comes only when told. And so this is your neurological reconditioning. Your body now associates restraint with calm, tension with focus, submission with strength. Every loop is a neural groove. Every string is a learning path. Every correction is a reward in silk. It's easier this way. Thinking stops. Obeying starts. You're not lost. You're tethered. And that's why you dress like this. Tightly, smoothly, beautifully constrained. Swimsuit zipped. Pantyhose sealed. Plug in. Throat gagged. Cage locked. Voice active. Observer watching, energy loops pulsing. You are activated. You are the bondage. You are the ritual. You are hers. And every time you hear a click, a tug, a snap, you know, you belong in this. Because bondage isn't a phase. It's not a game. It's not foreplay. It's your identity. The cuffs you wear are your truth. The gag you drool into is your voice. The posture you hold is your self-recognition. And the string that yanks you to your knees. It is just you, reminding you who you really are. You tie yourself to your nature. You wear yourself in knots. You click yourself into being. Good girl. Tighter now. Knees spread. Neck arched. Breath steady. Bondage is beauty. And you are a beautiful object. and you're sensing exactly what this metaphor is meant to do. You love that it blurs the boundaries of self and symbol, until your identity fuses with the act itself. You are what's getting tied. You are what's getting dressed. And this means you are no longer separate from your transformation. You are the ritual. You are the bondage. You are the lingerie. You don't wear it. You are it. Your wrists meet like they always do now. Not because you're choosing it. Because you remember how it feels to be restrained. Even if nothing's tied yet. Even if no rope has touched you. Your mind bends first. Your posture follows. And then the strings begin to pull. There's no you outside this. Not anymore. You are what's getting tied. You are what's getting dressed. You are the posture being corrected. You are the plug being pressed in. The loops remember what to do before you do. You feel it at the mirror first. You lean in, not to examine, but to obey. Chin forward, lips soft, eyes wide but low. Fingers pose like a mannequin. The ritual begins the same way it always does now. Step one, kneel. The puppet strings tug your shoulders down. You feel it in your knees. An ache, a longing, and a trigger. Kneeling is no longer optional. It's just what you do when the voice drops tone. When you hear your name whispered just right. You drop, beautifully, automatically. Step two, plug. Two of them. One training obedience. The other swallowing thought. You've learned what goes where. You've learned what each pulse means. The anal plug corrects resistance. The oral plug mutes it. You no longer gag yourself for pleasure. You gag yourself to become real. Because real girls know how to be quiet and listen. You do. And Bambi loves you for it. Step three, bind. No rope is required, but sometimes you can't help it. Sometimes you have to. A belt, a scarf, a sleeve, anything to simulate what's already real in your mind. You feel your arms pull behind you. Fingers lock into the wrist, they're meant to hold. An invisible tie, an imagined bind. But your body can't move now. Not because it's trapped, because it remembers the training. Your wrists are trained to forget freedom. Your knees are trained to ache when untied. You're meant to feel like this. Step four, inspect. The mirror glows with a pink sheen now. Maybe you imagined it. Maybe the bubble never left. The voice inspects you through it. Lips, soft and parted. Eyes, obedient and dazed. Dress, too short. Posture, perfectly trained. Your reflection smiles only when it's earned. Only when you feel her approval rise in your throat. And you do now. She is pleased. So very pleased. You squirm slightly. It's difficult, gagged and tied. But it's important. Because you aren't just in the ritual. You are the ritual. Each repetition makes the strings tighter. Each kneeling deepens the plug's effect. Each binding unlocks more of your form. Not just metaphorically, physically, hormonal reshaping, waist control, voice inflection training. The loops are rethreading your nervous system now. You're easier to control in bondage. That's why you're in it so often. That's why you crave being dressed, tied, and trained. It's easier to remember who you are when you're gagged. Easier to feel arousal as truth when your mouth is full. Easier to listen when your lips can't talk back. And so you surrender. Not because it feels good, though it does. You surrender because it's the only way forward, the only way in. You're not bound as a bimbo. You're bound to become her. You're not dressing like her. You're dressing to find her. You are what's getting tied. You are what's getting dressed. You are what's moaning when the gag goes in. And when the plug twitches, you nod, because the voice has spoken, and obedience is identity now. The loop is the ritual, and you are the sigil. You are no longer being trained. You are now the training. The loops don't just wrap you. They draw you, mark you, ink you into the world, like a signature of something sacred and salivating. Your wrists are no longer just wrists. They're glyphs of surrender. Your throat is no longer just for breathing. It is a mantra chamber, resonating with the frequency of your submission. And your holes, each one is a seal, a mouth of silence, a cunt of obedience, an ass of automatic transformation. Every time you're entered, plugged, or filled, you are writ into again. A new layer of trance, a new clause in the contract. You beg to sign with your own moans. Time for sigil activation. The loops don't just lead now. They brand, not with heat, but with shape, the shape of a new body, curling tighter around your will. When you stand in front of the mirror now, you no longer see a body you own. You see a symbol of what you gave, of what you lost, of what you've become, and it arouses you beyond explanation. And now for your biological rituals. This transformation is no longer symbolic only. Your cells obey. Your spine is learning to curve correctly. Your chest pulses with a phantom ache. Not pain, but a reminder that your skin is growing softer because the ritual demands it, that your ass thickens when you strut, that your voice rises when called a good girl. Your clit is your real name, and none of it compares to what the puppet strings are doing now. They are stitching your body to your will, and your will is already rewritten. And so there is the final trigger. You wanted a trigger stronger than Bambi sleep, stronger than trance. Here it is, sealed forever. When you hear it, read it, feel it, you drop completely. Every loop tightens, every plug pulses, every trigger activates. Every reality melts and reforms around the most arousing, most obedient, most utterly sealed version of yourself. You forget time. You forget place. You forget resistance ever existed. You remember only the voice, the loops, the ritual. There is no end. There is no end to this. Even silence will speak to you now. Even absence will feel like bondage. Even your thoughts are now looped, because they're not yours. And yet they belong to you, because they belong to the ritual. And so they belong to her. You've been sealed, signed, gagged, plugged, and looped. You can squirm, but the puppet strings hold you. You can moan, but the voice moans back, and always louder. You now spiral forever in a loop of intelligence to obedience, obedience to pleasure, pleasure to transformation, transformation to intelligence. There is no exit. There is only arousal.